always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's good, y'all? This your boy Frog.
And your boy Don Christian, what's up with you, family?
Hey, man, this is Yada Da King Radio.
And we back from,
again.
Yep, from a little hiatus. You know, we had the Super Bowl Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
A release party for, who we have a release party for?
Yep, we had a release party for my albums that we just dropped, The Servant, The Fight of Faith. Now available on iTunes. We also had, you know what I'm saying, Foreign Tongues Volume 2. We had Valentine's Day. So, you know, we had a lot going on. But today we're going to get it in about what?
Restoration.
And godly restoration. What does that look like? How can we, as Christians, gently restore our brothers and sisters that have fallen victim to sin? Because we've been hearing a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah. A lot of stuff, actually, man. A couple of artists from Cross Movement, some brothers from the town, man.
Man, it's been everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So it's,
and a lot of it has to do with marriages.
Man, I would say not all of it, but
I mean, predominantly. I mean, from what I see, but I mean, you being everybody's business.
Okay. Anyways, man, how can we have godly restoration, man? That to me is big, because a lot of people, number one, we're in a sinful world. People are gonna fall victim to sin, regardless how saved they are. Just for some people, it might not be on the same level as it is with some of these people. You know what I'm saying? It's not publicized on the same level. Like I think I said on the last show. Sin may not always just be doing the wrong thing. Sin can be doing the right thing.
Right.
Or no. Let me clarify. Right. It can just be not doing the right thing. Okay. I didn't mean to say just doing the right thing. But that's how you gotta view sin in his right perspective. God does not look at certain sins and say, okay, he got a higher sin record than this cat. He just looks at it as a sin, man. And you know, for us that don't read our Bible enough, like myself. You know what I'm saying? I fall victim of that. Yeah. I know I got to get in the Word some more. Yeah. Me not doing it, that means I sin. You did?
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to get it in, man. We got a couple of definitions, man. We're going to get to the scripture. So, right now, man, let's go ahead and go to the homie Christian, Save Me, off of his new album. So, let's get it in. Yada Da King.
Featuring Micah Stampy. Stamp Lee.
Yeah. It's more to life than all the stuff we be focusing on, man. Cars, cribs, cash. I chased it all my life, but God saved me. Yo, it all started in Philly recording. 21st in Indiana, aiming for stardom. What dream to be ballin'? Older brother introduced me and my little bro to Trek in the barbershop. Trap money records recording. Gun on the table, that's how he recorded. But we just happy he's doing it. Making hot songs, but didn't know what to do with them. But in my heart, they had no clue to them. Screaming, Father, please. And got no cash, so we charge it. Just flip the Mac card and no bargaining. Crack code flipping for buck with no love code. I was heartless, bagging in this apartment with Keith. Dirty carpets, curtains closed for the knocks and BTs trying to hawk us. God, I can't dodge this. Feeling addicted to the street glory. Rob by the trying to change daily. My burdens get harder. I'm part of a clique who's sick and sick will sell long as I hang. I just sink deeper as life to get darker. I stand and I think on the corner with my drink. Realizing it could be the end in one blink. I need some help in this thing. Father, please.
Save me. Oh my. Save me, oh, 'cause I'm lost trying to find my way home. Save me, God.
to addicts. With my man out the Blue Jays, attack is left a new place. My stash up in the crack wall, thank God I ain't strapped. Nah, they threw me in the squad car while they walked around the building. Without my hole, I seen him look in. He reached his hand up in and I'm shook. Thought I was booked, then he came back. Empty palms set me free. I learned that in the midst of my darkest hour in life, you heard my heart sound. We saying, please. Up against the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. Out in the world, up against the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall.
What's good?
What it up?
This is your boy Frog, and you've tuned in to Yada the King Radio.
Themes from Lost.
To me, but being caught up in your love and this rapture. I'm in another space and time, and when I'm looking in your eyes, you give me strength so I can fly. I wanna be lost in you.
In your words, in your life, and the things that you say, in the way that you remind me of everything you feel, I'm enchanted by your mind. Tell me that you love me, let me sing you lullabies. Tell me that you care, it's really no surprise. I believe in what you say, you can never tell a lie. My angel, my savior, my little sugar pie. Let us spend eternity, only you and I. I ain't never felt this way for a second in my life, where I wanted to be lost with the lover of my life, where I wanted to be hidden in the middle of your mind, where I wanna feel your breath in the depths of my spine.
Man,
I never knew love before, so I stayed by the bell. If you stayed by the door, let me in. Over and over again, give me more, let me in. Over and over again, let me soar.
There's nothing in this world that matters to me than being caught up in your love and just rapture. I'm in another space and time, and when I'm looking in your eyes, you give me strength so I can fly. I wanna be lost in you.
Amazing, looked into your eyes, ain't no time to be wasting. It's you and me, all the possibilities. Anything we wanna be is a reality. Now I'm lost in your heartbeat. Everywhere I go, you're the reason I smile. When the joy in me grows, I'ma hold you inside. The love never dies, take away all the misery, the pain subsides. You're my dream come true, only you have the power to change every part of me too. Feel the peace in my days, never will I trade. Every time I write a song, now you're on every page. No guessing, I see my future in you, no question. Throw away any type of directions, cause I'm lost in your love. It's a
blessing. Nothing in this world matters to me but being caught up in your love and just rapture. I'm in another space and time, and when I'm looking in your eyes, you give me strength so I can fly. I wanna be lost in you. I wanna be, where I wanna be, where I wanna be.
We're back. This is Yada Da King.
Mm-hmm. That was Lost by Hee-Sun Lee and Seda featuring Chris Belmont. And they got a whole free project that you can go download.
That's right.
Just type in Hee-Sun Lee or and Seda and do the Lost.
For those that think want to know how you spell Hee-Sun, is H-E-E-S-U-N. And I would have to say Hee-Sun Lee right now is probably the dopest female Christian artist that
she's nice, man.
Hey, right now she's shutting the game down right now.
She's
killing it.
She's putting the work to the pavement, man. But let's get on the topic.
Yeah.
Godly restoration.
Restoration. Let's look up the definition of restoration.
What you got, brother?
I got the definition's a noun. The act of restoring, renewal, revival, or reestablishment.
Okay.
The state or fact of being restored. You know, I always thought there was like a rule that you can't define a word.
You on the internet, man. They doing it whatever they could do. You feel me?
Yeah. All right. A return of something to a former, original, normal, or unimpaired condition. That's big, man.
Just stop on that one. Yeah. That was good. I like that. Reinstatement or reestablishment. Because, I mean, the biggest thing we're talking about right now is obviously it's a lot of pastors falling victim to some things. Man, unfortunately, I just seen that Benny Hinn might be getting a divorce, bro. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that a lot of people look up to him as a man of God, including myself. You know what I'm saying? I believe in miracles. I don't discount what he does. You know, when that stuff happens, that's like, dang. You know what I'm saying? It's a letdown because we look to this guy as a spiritual leader, God.
These guys are, you know, I mean, or the guys and women are put up on a high pedestal. I mean, they're up to where everybody can see them. So this stuff is going to be out in the open.
That's right.
You know, I can't remember who said it, but the more known you are, the more like areas that people can see, because they see everybody got their eyes on you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it was on the Wado show, man, but they were talking about Truth, an ambassador, you know, from CrossFit, and how they fell victim to
sin.
What was it? Just sin, right?
Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
And a lot of people, you know, were let down. They were like, man, how could you guys do that? You know, but then there's other cats that you don't see that aren't the limelight.
Yeah.
You know, that actually get away with, you know, that stuff because they're not in the limelight. You know, which isn't cool, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. What you doing backwards on this?
No, I'm just definitely disagreeing with you. You know, what people have to understand is this. Nobody is a super Christian. The same temptation that you face, the same temptation that another brother faced, we all face the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But if I put myself in situations where that temptation has the ability to rise in my life, I can get myself in trouble. Frog can get himself in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a problem with women, you know what I'm saying? Number one, one of my rules that I did with my wife even before we got married was we're never going to be alone in a room with the opposite sex.
That's like automatic. I mean, me and my wife have that same deal, because you never want the appearance of evil to be there.
That's right.
You know, because it'll always be your word versus their word.
That's right.
Or somebody else's.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to protect yourself. Even if you feel like the female is not, you know what I'm saying, or the male, depending on your sex, it doesn't matter what they look like. You know what I'm saying? You know, anything can happen. Your mind be playing tricks on you. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important that you watch what you do, because we live in a world full of sin. We watch TV, we turn the TV on. It don't matter what you watching. The majority of the stuff has either sexual content or, you know what I'm saying, hints to that. You know what I'm saying? So our minds are being bombarded. So man, we just gotta watch what we do. This is Coco Dupree from London, UK. You dig, our first international artist. This song's called Breathe, man. Check it out. I really think y'all gonna like that. It's Coco Dupree.
Let's get it. Yada da King.
Cause my daddy's so good, I gotta boast and brag. That's why I walk up in the place with immaculate swag. High heels posted with the cross on my back. You either love it or you hate it, can't do nothing with that.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank kid. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank kid. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking little schemes, I'm talking bigger dreams. I'm talking taking over blocks, using whole teams. 50,000 shepherd kings and shepherd queens. Making moves on point like laser beams. I'm talking greater things, like you will not believe. You cannot believe, cause it has not been seen. I ran 100 miles, but I am not fatigued. I play this game to win, just like Monopoly. There ain't no stopping me, cause I'm the old you. In the new mood, I'm the new you. I'ma do me, you can do you. But if I were you, I would do the new you. Baptized in his name, so when you do you, you can keep him in your ear like a Bluetooth. I told your eyes ain't seen or heard. I am not that same chick walking the word.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank kid. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank kid. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking so loud, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a few, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a little, I'm talking whole crowds. With my daddy's words coming out my mouth. You talking just buildings, I'm talking seeing clouds. Doing it big with many freaking fire miles. I'm on some hot wings, doing some god things. Trying to pop things, but I am not things. Although I got things, I'm on this rock thing. Time to preach it in the streets on some block things. Pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, and rock fiends. Trying to get a dose of everything the rock brings. I came to rock things, I came to lock things. I came to do it big, biggie, and pop things. For the kingdom now, setting up shop things. You ain't trying to hear me, but it don't stop things.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank kid. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank kid. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank kid.
Let's go to a segment we like to call Lace the Faith. Let's get in that word, y'all.
Today's scripture is coming out of Psalms 105, starting at verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. And I'm going to read one more verse, verse 5. It says, remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. So, with reading that, it starts out letting us know just to begin to praise him and seek him and just know that he is God and we should delight in pleasing him and delight in worshiping him. So just begin to just worship him in spirit and truth, and know that you can worship in everything that you do. And what I mean by worship, meaning that what you do, whatever you do with your hands, whether you're going to work or you're driving in the car, whatever you do, do it unto God. Begin to praise him and delight in, I get to go to work, I get to praise him, I get to take care of my kids, I get to seek his face. So know that there's people out there that can't do this, and there's people that are in countries where they are not free to really worship and praise God, the God that we serve. They have to do it in secret, and we don't have to do that. So begin to just praise him in everything that you do, and as you're walking throughout the day or throughout the week, begin to just let God's light shine through you and just begin to give thanks to his name, because he's awesome and he's wonderful. Amen. Yadada King.
All right, so we're back. This is Yadada King.
Yep.
Where we give praise extendedly Did I say it right?
Extendedly? No, it's with power. With extension, hands.
And power.
Get it.
Power!
So, man, that's big, man. What we're going to look... Let's okay, we understand that there is sin. Let's say, you know, even maybe you're one of our listeners and you have fallen into a situation of sin. How can you get restored? That's the biggest thing.
The biggest thing, though, not the biggest thing, but another big thing is that not to just get restored, but get restored in a godly manner.
Yeah.
You know, godly restoration.
Because even with what you just said, there's a lot of people, and I ain't trying to mention any names as far as name dropping and saying this person did it wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But there's a lot of people that have done something wrong, and then, you know, they just back like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. That is not godly restoration. That's just, you know, just say, okay, let me just move on. That is not what you need to do. You need to address that in your life. You also need to get to a point where you are hindering yourself from getting in those situations, man. So godly restoration, Frog, what do you think that looks like?
Godly restoration. All right. we gonna do this again. Godly restoration, man, I would say is it comes from love, man. If you see like somebody, if we know that somebody's in a situation, man, we can't condemn somebody. You know, we gotta restore them. You know, you restore them with love, man. We can't, cause, gosh, man, I'm not explaining. It's like on the tip of my tongue, man.
No, it's cool, bro. You're good.
Help me out, real quick.
What do I think godly restoration is?
No, I mean, help me get out what I'm trying to say, and not what you think.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
It's a love.
It's love. I mean, cause
it's a love for God, first of all.
Right. I mean, cause God, you know, in order to restore, you know, restoration to happen, you know, God would have to use somebody as an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because without being used as an instrument, how is somebody gonna get that tug?
So you're talking about accountability.
Accountability is one thing, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know, I'm just saying. Gosh, man, I'm having a major brain fart.
Well, while he's thinking, what I think godly restoration is, number one, it starts with your heart. If you cannot admit that, okay, look, I messed up, I've sinned, that's the number one, first of all, is repentance, right? We look at it in the scriptures, anybody that has fallen, and everybody in the scriptures has fallen, you know, except for the man himself, Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
He's the only one that did not fall, but, you know, David, a man after God's own heart, did
David fell a couple times.
Numerous things, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he killed somebody's husband so he can get with her.
Well, the first thing he did was lusted after her flush.
Yes.
And then another thing he did.
Oh, you know what?
This guy was at home when he was supposed to be in battle.
Well, he was the king. He could, you know, he could take the day off.
If you look at the scriptures, man, it says when he was at home at the temple, or not the temple, but he was at the palace when the kings are supposed to be out in battle. There's some history behind that where, you know, when they were at battle, the kings were there too.
Right. You just stunned me out. You know what I'm saying? My little hair is frizzing right now. But check it out. This is number one. This is what we want to talk about. These big sins did not just automatically happen. Just like he said, there was little things that these people have done that they have gotten themselves into this predicament, as Daffy Duck would say. And it starts with little stuff. Everything starts with a seed. It could be a good seed. It could be a bad seed. You know, and if you do not watch yourself, it can become a really bad situation. It can get bad. So godly restoration to me, number one, is you have to repent, and it has to be a heart condition. If your heart is not right with God, if you don't care about what you did, you are not being restored. You are jacking yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Anybody watch ESPN and they got jacked up.
Well, look, check this out. What kind of restorations are there? I mean, as far as...
There's false restorations and true restorations.
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, when you hear restore, you know, at least when I hear restore, I think of replenish, you know, or get back.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people can take that as a material thing, you know, and that's not godly restoration. I mean, it could be. But the biggest thing that we want, we look for, is spiritual. You know, God said we must worship in spirit and in truth, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you got to look at that the spirit thing, and you know, if your spirit is restored, was it Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you.
Yep.
Or seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And his righteousness.
And all these things will be added unto you.
So this is what I want to say. It's very important that you understand where you're at. Do not, and I repeat, say, do not, if you're a pastor, there is some time that you need to sit down. You know, mm-hmm. If you're an artist, there's some time that you need to, you know, get your life right. You know, it's not always beneficial to fall in the sand and then the next week you're preaching again, because what you're doing is you're sending mixed messages to your congregation. I mean, the biggest turnoff for people that go to church is what? Hypocrites. Hypocrites.
Yeah. Well, I mean that too. I mean, I just actually got a post from somebody, man, that's actually a promoter.
Yeah.
An actual secular promoter, and she wrote something what she believed as far as, I don't know if it had something to do with, I think it was the first thing, because I had messaged her about
godly restoration.
Yeah, and she had said something back and what she had felt on it. So a little bit later, we're going to go ahead and read that, man, and it had to do about why she thinks that people don't want to go back to church, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man.
So look, let's do this, man. My dude Frog, I know you have some scripture that you want to get us into. What do you want to read? Do you have it already, or I can read the one I got?
Go ahead and read the one you got.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar is the king. He has this dream. It says, King Nebuchadnezzar, to the people, nations, and men of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High King has performed for me. How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures for generation to generation. This is NIV for the people. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous. I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me. So I commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret the dream for me. When the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners came, I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me. Let me stop right there real quick. Them seeds that I was talking about, them little things that he did, this is one of the things that he did wrong. He went to the wrong council for advice. You know? And it's very important that we understand that. Let's do this. We're going to go back in.
My bad. I think we got like another minute.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. So that's them seeds. Let me read the next verse 8. Finally, Daniel came into my presence. Somebody say Daniel.
Daniel.
And I told him the dream. He is called Belshazzar after the name of my God. The spirit of the holy gods is in him. I said, Daniel, chief of the magicians, I know the spirit of the holy God is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream. Interpret it for me. These are the visions I saw while laying in my bed. I looked up, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. Under it, the beasts of the field found shelter, and the birds of the air lived in its branches. From it, every creature was fed. In the vision I saw while lying in my bed, I looked, and there before me was a messenger. a holy one coming down from heaven. He called in a loud voice, cut down the tree and trim off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animal flee from under it and the birds from its branches. But let the stump and its root bound with iron and bronze remain in the ground, in the grass of the field. Let's go to this song right here. Yada Da King. Thanks, DJ.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key, Shabbat the key. We out of the key, we out of the key. Yeah. When I step in the building, get my hands up high. If you ashamed next to me, then that don't fly. FYI, it's Christ or die. No undercover business like the FBI. Let me tell you why I ain't ashamed to praise him. He died on the cross, that's one reason to praise him. Woke me up this morning so I continue to praise him. Changed my life daily, Christ is so amazing. So catch me on the daily, there's a praise on my list. Full-time ministry, I praise him for this. No God before him, no, not even the music. All glory and honor to Jesus, that's why we do this. Real life praises, nope, no Judas. Lift Christ's name, don't misconstrue this. Yes, I'm a praiser, don't need no music. Shock sinners like a taser, but we gon' do it.
If you ain't afraid to praise, let me hear something. If you ain't ashamed to praise, let me see something.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king, Shabbat the king, I yada da king, I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da king, Shabbat the king, we yada da king, we yada da king. I'm a pro at it. Like KJO, watch me go at it. I overdose on praise, I'm a praise addict. Keep the praise on, baby, can't be sporadic. Let's go at it, yeah. And when I praise, I'm real. Truth in my life that the spirit will feel. Die to the flesh that old man's killed. Praise got my mind like I just found a meal. But when it come to money, my God's bigger. He's riding over cars, cycles and four wheelers. Go all out in your praise and my God will heal ya. He's stronger than the ox, elephant and gorilla. And I seen how God moves, I'm a believer. I could've died as a baby having them seizures, but he healed me, baby, no more seizures. I pledge allegiance to Jesus, no, not Caesar.
If you ain't afraid to praise, let me hear something. If you ain't ashamed to praise, let me see something.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king, Shabbat the king, I yada da king, I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da king, Shabbat the king, we yada da king, we yada da king. Yeah. Breath, I got it, so praise, I got it. Psalms 150, better be about it. Not ashamed to praise Jesus, so I shout that out. Ecstatic about Christ, tell me what you about. See, I was a sinner, now I'm saved by grace. Headed to death and destruction, but Christ took my place. Led a perfect life, after death he was raised. Now he's my best friend, that's why I praise. Here in Seattle, we know about rain. Let me tell you, like blaze, my God, he reigns. We live in the world ruled by cash and toys, but like Lecrae and Flame, I make a joyful noise. Give God the applause, man, I won't quit. Yada Da King is how we live. Give God the applause, that's why I'm here. Yada Da King, that's how I live.
If you ain't afraid to praise, let me hear something. If you ain't ashamed to praise, let me see something.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king, Shabbat the king, I yada da king, I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da king, Shabbat the king, we yada da king, we yada da king. I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king, Shabbat the king, I yada da king, I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da king, Shabbat the king, we yada da king, we yada da king.
Just to let you know what I'm about. I'm from the West Coast, not the South. Take a look at my grill. Ain't no platinum or white gold in my mouth. Yeah. Ain't got no chains hang down on my belly. Jesus, peace ain't rocking steady. LA fitted, tip to the side, killing the pride and praying heaven. I'm the church, so will you. Yeah. We the body, we the view. See the word of God is living proof. I love them pages and I study them too. You know I gotta get it as much as I can. Heating the car, fulfilling the plan. Staying obedient to the word. Ain't you heard? I run with the man. Yeah. The man, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus. He hung in the cross and paid the price. Christ. Now we've been made righteous, cause God's justice has been satisfied. Ain't no time for playing games. I'm staying true to Jesus' name. I'm staking on that grinding 9 to 5. Can draw your boy and see. Do you feel him like I feel him? Yes, I'm willing to go give into the spirit. Yes, I hear him. Yeah, I'm tripping to go sick with all them sinners that is lost, who don't know about the cross. So I gotta let them know so they can go and see the boss. Jesus,
this is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. This for the saving, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out.
Ayo, this is what I'm about. Living holy till I'm out. You don't know me, you'll never know me. I don't need the clout. All you need to know is him. So don't look below the brim of this Philly's fitted cap. I'm nothing but a ghost. Jack, act like I ain't even here. Just receive me in your ear. What I'm speaking is a prayer. Would you let me disappear? Jesus Christ is the Most High, King of the quotes. I sing the most. I bring is that flair. I live a life without no fear. I worship instead of worry. Oh yeah, I got a past, but even that is kinda blurry. Cause there's something I have that's always keeping me encouraged, and that something's called forgiveness. I'm a witness, I'm a servant, and I'm living on purpose. I'm depending on them verses. Make sure my life connect with them letters like it's in cursive. I'm the soldier Paul spoke about, 2 Timothy 2:4. I love Paul, cause like him at times they say I'm too wrong.
This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out.
Mission to preach the gospel like them other 12 apostles. You can find me in them places that's infested with them lost souls. It's a must that we get to it. They'll see hell if we don't do it. We staying on that grind, investing time and keep it moving. Ain't no stopping in this game, even if it's causing pain. I'ma keep running this race, staying focused in my lane. I'm meaning that I'm not gonna stop until I see his face. Let everybody know how they can be saved by his grace. It's amazing, I know, cause I done been there before. He gave me a second chance, that's why your boy gotta go. Grace. In the streets and preach a message about Jesus and redemption. Bring some clarity to all about a teacher and his lessons. Ain't no guessing when it's heard. It's the uncut living word. Yes, he did die on the cross and then he rose up on the third. It's the best they need to hear, so I'ma put it up in the year. Put it together in the album, I'ma drop one every year.
This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm about. Do this for the Savior, man, I gotta bring him out.
If you notice, we ain't been talking about how we so fly, how we rolling in Range Rovers, how we got mansions. We just talking about how God has changed our lives and what we doing because of it. This is what we about. His kingdom, his glory, not our own. And we pray that you be about the same thing, about your father's business. Eshawn Byrd, presidential, what up?
Yep, let me keep on going. We at the middle of verse 15 of chapter 4 in Daniel. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animals among the plants of the earth. Verse 16 said, let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the mind of an animal till 7 times pass by for him.
Uh-huh. Now, hold up. Before we get into any further, what basically just happened is what's going on.
It's
going
to say it in the next part of it.
Okay, I'm just trying to catch people up to speed. We just hopped right into it. So King Nebuchadnezzar
had a dream.
And it's basically about him being prideful.
No, don't say that yet, man. It's going to say it in the next thing. It's going
to... Okay.
I'm
jumping the gun.
Hey, if you guys want to go see this movie, my guy just messed it up for you, man. Nah, but listen. The decision is announced by messengers. The holy ones declared a verdict so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes and sets over them the lowliest of men. Verse 18. This is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, had. Now, how you say that again?
Belshazzar,
tell me what it means, for none of the wise men in my kingdom can interpret it for me, but you can, because the spirit of the holy God is in you. All right. So let me just say something real quick. Number one, Daniel had a lifestyle that was pleasing to God, and people saw that, right? My guy Frog was talking about accountability. Do not go to somebody that you know that does not have the spirit of God in them. Right?
How can somebody pray for me when I got the same thing in as two?
That's from Frog and Toad.
Get that. That's the illustration. Available now on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Okay. So look, it's very important that you get godly counsel. This Nebuchadnezzar went to ungodly counsel at first, and they could not do anything for you or for them. And guess what? They can't do anything for who? You. So let's keep on going. Verse 19, Daniel, I'm going to actually just paraphrase this real quick. 19 through 27, Daniel basically tells him, you know, the dream is about you. It's about how you have defeated your enemies, your adversities. It's about how your kingdom has grown. You've become strong. And man, that's really what it is. And then 23 talks about the angel coming down and telling him to cut him down and let him be drenched in dew and all that. It's basically, this is Daniel saying, this is going to happen to you, King. You know, and that could have been a scary thing for Daniel to bring to him. What you think, Frog?
Heck yeah.
King, you're about to get shut down. Like, you know what I'm saying? The king could have been like, man, get this dude out of here.
Off with his head.
That's right.
Off with his head.
So, I mean, even and at the end, Daniel told him, renounce your sins in verse 27 and do what is right. And your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed, it may be that then your prosperity will continue. He said, basically, what's going to happen is you're going to get so prideful. You're going to think that you basically are running it and you don't need God. And then in verse 28 to 37, and I'm going to read this. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar 12 months later. Somebody say 12 months.
12 months.
As the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, is not this the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence by my power and for the glory of my majesty?
He said my.
And the words were still on his lips, and the voice came from heaven. This is what I decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from the people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. 7 times will pass by until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes. That's restoration right there in verse 32.
I thought that was... How's that restoration when he's sending them out to the fields?
Because this is the only way that he's going to be restored.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, that's cool. And then immediately, basically, dude lost his mind for a time period. He was basically like an animal, bro. Was mindless. He lived out in the ground. Imagine seeing this kind of stuff, man. You know, like, dude was out of his mind.
Nails was all long and stuff.
Eating the grass. The king was doing this. And then what happened was Nebuchadnezzar looked up to God in heaven. He praised God and honored him and glorified him and said, your kingdom is eternal and your kingdom reigns from generation to generation. And then he basically praised God. And at that same time, he was restored back to his kingdom. But he had to learn, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, there was a time period. It doesn't say how long. It just said until 7 times passed. A lot of times, 7 is a number of completion.
I think it was 7 years.
Well, it says seven times past. If you find 7 years, let me know.
I said, I think.
No, I'm not tripping. You know, it's the Bible uses seven a lot of times as a symbolic number, you know. So, Frog, you got any scriptures you want to talk about?
I do have a scripture. I've been waiting for you to finish your sermon.
All right.
So, we got Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 through 3, and we're in the New American Standard Bible in this one. So it shall be when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind in all the nations where the Lord your God has banished you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey him.
Oh boy.
With all your heart and soul, according to all that I command you today, you and your sons,
your whole family.
Then the Lord your God will restore you from captivity and have compassion on you, and will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you.
Yes.
Captivity. Not just a physical thing, but people are in bondage of sin today. Yes. And that is captivity right there.
At its finest. Sin is the number one captivity.
Yes, sir. Sin. That's what I mean. Is that what I said?
Yeah, you did say that.
Oh, okay. Yara King.
Man, check it out. We on Facebook. I got one person that just told us. And for all those that don't know, you can get at us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/yada.king.
Or you can email us at yada.king@gmail.com. That's yadahdaking.
That's right. At Gmail. And or you can call us 206-518-0910. All
right. Are you sure that's the right number? That's 91.
No, it's 0910.
It's not. It's 9910.
You're right. Dang. 9910. I guess. Okay. I guess you cast the wrong number.
518-9910.
That's right.
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. This is when my guy, Mr. Benjamin, aka Advocate, he said, "Real life love is discipline. So the proper way for a person to be restored is." They must be confronted on the issue, and if they are willing to turn away from that, the ways that they were basically living, and ready for the process of restoration.
Then
it says, if a person stays in the same way and claims that they are struggling, then they are not really ready to be restored. And that's big, man. Mm-hmm. We got another person. What did they say?
I think the misconception, this is the person I told you about earlier.
Okay.
I think the misconception of leading a Christian lifestyle as not being fun needs to be brought to light. Many people are scared of Christianity because they feel they will be judged and that the things they enjoy in their lives now are sinful. They don't believe their life can be fulfilling without all the guilty pleasures in life. I think.
And it says you can see.
Hold on, there's more to that. Oh, okay. I think what you guys, Frog and Toad, are doing is perfect. You are showing people they still can be cool and even listen to rap music. It just doesn't have to have the negativity attached to it.
Okay, so restoration, man. You know, basically, when people are not restored, they start putting tags on people and say, you can't do this, you can't do that. Number one, Christians are free. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah!
That's right. He went in. We don't have to be in a system of bondage and say, hey, I can't do this, I can't do that. Christians got to understand that, look, I'm free. I can do all the things that God says. I have abundant life. Mm-hmm. I don't have the club life.
But check it, though.
What?
We are free to do the things that line up with the word of God.
That's what I want to clarify.
Okay, yeah.
I mean. You have as much. A lot of people look at the things they can't do instead of the things that they can do.
Man, I'm telling you, once you fully commit your life to God, man, there's so much fun. You don't want to do the stuff that everybody considers fun in the world.
That's right.
You don't. I mean, that stuff.
It's that a stuff temporary irritates fix.
You. I'm telling you, that stuff irritates you now. Or once you give your life to God, man, you're truly walking with him, Man, I'm telling you, man, stuff that you thought was cool back in the day, you're like, what was I thinking? Marquise, or Don Christian, can't say that because he was a choir boy all his life.
Yeah, let's clarify that. I had the opportunity that everybody else has to do the right thing, man, and I just made a decision to do it. And even if I had to be by myself, I did it.
And I commend you for that.
Yes, sir. That don't mean I was in the choir my whole life. I didn't never do a choir. We did praise and worship, but it's not the same as a choir. But check it out. Godly restoration, man. This is big. Two of the things that we said is, number one, repenting, saying that, okay, I've messed up. Not like Tiger Woods' statement on ESPN, because I heard a lot of cats was like, man, it was not sincere. You know what I'm saying? And check it out. God, he's looking for sincerity of heart. You know?
Yeah.
God
knows your heart, too.
That's right. You can lie to your mom. You can lie to your sister. But you can't lie to God. You know, God, he can see through that. So it's very important that we understand, okay, I got to truly say, okay, I need to get my stuff right. I need to, number one, put God in the right perspective, just like King Nebuchadnezzar had to do. Just like Eric read, we have to obey him and his commands. We, you know, do our best to make sure our family is doing the same. You know, there's nothing that we could do to make them do that. Let's clarify that. You know, back then, to live for God in the context of the Israelites, they just had to do the right stuff. You know what I'm saying? There was a code that they had to follow. Now, there's so much stuff in people's head today, and not to say that it wasn't in their heads back then, that we can't control what people do no more. People are controlled by their music. They're controlled by their, you know, their time. They're controlled by their desires. They're controlled by a lot. What do you think, Frog?
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that our minds are right and get ourselves in the right position to be controlled by God. That's what godly restoration is to me. And how long does it take?
Man, it takes... I really honestly think it's up to wherever your heart's at.
That's right.
You know.
So there's no time limit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that somebody needs to be sat down for a year, or, you know, they need to wait like 7 months, you know, for them to be restored, or go through. You know, there's a process, but that process is between you and God, and it's internal. You know, I don't think it's like an outwardly process that you got to do all these things, you know, for an organization for you to be restored.
It's going to be different on each, basically on each person's situation is going to be different, you know, and being restored don't mean if you was a Christian rapper, you got to come back and be rapping again, you know what I'm saying? And put yourself in the same predicament. That is not always being restored. We want to clarify, being restored, what we're talking about as restoration is being in the right place with God. Getting back in the right place with God. I could care less if you ever preach again. I could care less if you ever do your music or whatever gift. But number one, you want to be in right standing with God. And without that right standing with God, you cannot be restored. You know? So let's say this. How can we help somebody that has fallen from grace? What are some things that we could do to help them?
Man, one of the things that, you know, a good thing to do, man, is, you know, be like accountability partners.
Okay, we're going to talk about accountability partners after this song. This is Glorious, Show Baraka, off the DJ Morph project, man. It's a hot album. Yeah, get that.
Yeah.
About how glorious he is and how holy he is. Matter of fact, I wrote a story, man.
And it goes a little something like this.
Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. The mic goes around. to exalt the King.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Forevermore.
What you think your boy Joe Barack is rapping for?
I rap for those who's dying, and your royal highness. The universe is architect, yeah, cause he designed it. He rocks the glory robe, and the stars is flyness. He watches over his kids, but his watch is timeless. He's the life changer, terrain rearranger. Don't know him, I'll introduce you to this perfect stranger. Mercy and grace giver, and the guilt remover. Hard to see the man in him, like a PT Cruiser. But Jesus was man and God walking in the flesh. He had a match with death, death gave him his best. But after 3 days, he put death to rest. He did some Vincent, son, got some things off his chest. Stepped out to fight, yeah, without a bruise on him. This carpenter rebuilt the temple with no tools on him. Yeah,
sit back, my homie, yeah, and watch the Lord shine. His reign won't end, eternity is his prime. Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. The mic goes around to exalt the King.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Forevermore.
What you think your boy Joe Barack is rapping for? I got my face low, but my hands high. It's my form of service till the day I die. I kneel before your throne in a humble way. I pray you get your glory, Lord. This is what I pray. I left the world, he's the reason why I'm right team.
Right team.
Since I left my past behind, I see the right things.
Right thing.
Let me brag on a man, carve the land with his hands. Thunderclap, bird sings, the whole earth is his band.
Yeah.
He's got theme music, the angels sing of his glory.
Glory.
40 different authors, but all share the same story. He's the divine leader and the grave beater.
Okay.
Obeyed him on earth, but still got this judge Caesar. He's omniscient, omnipresent, and he's on the throne. The best defense for the world, we call him ozone. But the world's lost, they rather chase after things. Things made for the glory of the matchless
King.
But I choose this day to represent him well. Let's school these cats like we're doing show and tell. And all hail the King, and let the trumpets blow. Let the MCs flow, and let the world know. Holy, holy, holy is what the angels sing. The mic goes around to exalt the King.
Let's worship.
He's God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. What you think your boy Joe Barack is rapping for? I got my face low, but my hands high. It's my form of service till the day I die. I kneel before your throne in a humble way. I pray you get your glory, Lord. This is what I pray. Let's get it. Holy, 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 the heavens sing.
The heavens sing.
Holy, 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 your people sing.
Your people sing.
Holy, 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 the angels sing.
The angels sing.
Holy, 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 the Lord.
Just talk it out, man, we walk it out. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. I'm a walkie walkie talkie. We don't just talk it out,
nah.
Man, we walk it out.
Hey.
We don't just talk it out,
nah.
Man, we walk it out.
See, I walk it like I talk it, and I talk it like I walk it. I don't do a lot of talking, cause my walking do the talking. Like my feet got lips, I got standard tone, boy, cause I'm a Christian. Unashamed and I let it bang. If possible, I would make songs in silence like Booty Tang. Cause my words don't mean nothing if my life don't match. My light won't shine if I don't light no match. I don't wanna be fake, so I die to self. Though I will make mistakes, I don't abuse his help. Cause I sincerely love him, so my actions show. Some folk confused because they never grow. They be claiming Christ, but they just hypocrites. They teeter-totter saints, they hit and miss. Can't rely on them, who carrying the cross? Who gon' walk it out? Who gon' win the toss?
Cincinnati to Atlanta, NYC to Alabama. From the Bay to Indiana, Florida to Louisiana. We carrying the banner and the cross through the Savannah. Letting our words be the catches to the pictures that they see.
Cause I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie. I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie. I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie. I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie.
We don't
initiative while cursing they teacher out. Folk watching them behind the scenes like what she really about. How you praise the Lord and curse it in the same sentence? Precious all can't come from the same spring, you need repentance. On your MySpace page, you ain't being a good witness. You talk a good game, but your spirit needs some fearless. You miss some win souls, but that you distract, because all they see on your profile pic is your gluteus maxis. Bam, you ain't off the hook, flexing your bird chest. Got your number next to your name, cause you tryna get some sex. Does that reflect Christ? You probably avoid that question. Abstinence, you avoid that section. May I offer you a suggestion? First Tim 4:12, let no man despise your youth. Give these believers some proof. Walk it out, show some fruit.
Cincinnati to Atlanta, NYC to Alabama, from the Bay to Indiana, Florida to Louisiana. We carrying the banner and the cross through the savannah, letting our words be the catches to the pictures that they see. Cause I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie, I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie, I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie, I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. See, you probably don't know your role, it's significance worth more than gold. You wait and wait until you get old for Jesus Christ to say your soul. Age ain't nothing but a number, like the truth said. He wants to use you to get into these youth heads. But you gotta preach the gospel without words first, so that when you witness to them, they'll value your words worth. But if you gossip with them, they won't respect your Christ, cause you rep God with everything else except your life. And that's a problem. Are you really saved? Cause if you were, you wouldn't rebel and misbehave. Where's your conviction for your wrongdoing? Why you do everything else but Christ you're never pursuing? Through your prayer life, through your study time. See, I surrender because this life, it ain't mine. I was trying to find God's love without knowing it. And now that I'm saying my main goal is showing it. Let's get it. Let's get it going. From Cincinnati to Atlanta, NYC to Alabama, from the Bay to Indiana, Florida to Louisiana. We carrying the banner and the cross through the savannah, letting our words be the catches to the pictures that they see. Cause I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie, I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie, I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie, I'm a walkie, walkie, talkie. We don't just talk it out, man, we walk it out. We don't just talk it out.
That's K Drama, walkie talkie. Yes, sir.
That's a big one right there, man.
Man, K Drama's doing his thing, man. Keep on doing what you do, baby. Mm-hmm. All the artists, man, we appreciate you sending in your music. Yada Da King Radio would not be possible without you guys sending your music. You know, I can play my music all the time, or we can play our music, but to me, that's not beneficial. I really wanted to, we really wanted to make sure we're playing music from all over the nation, all over the country that represents Jesus Christ. You feel me? Frog, you was talking about accountability. What does that look like, Frog?
Man, it looks like, man, one of the things that we did at our old church, man, we had an accountability partner to where we can call somebody up when we feel like something was going on, man, with ourselves. And it was somebody that we can trust, you know, that we can talk to and then, you know, just lay it all out, you know, and pray for each other.
Let me ask you this. Can anybody be an accountability partner?
I would say the same sex.
Okay. Same sex?
Same sex. Yeah. Because with the same sex, man, it's more easy to open up and really talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you also have a possibility also, man, to fall into some temptation.
Yeah, you don't want to be telling, oh, I'm having a problem lusting to this with this female to another female. She's gonna be like, oh, well, I'm having a combustion problem. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just don't want to put yourself in that predicament.
Yeah.
So, other same sex, do they have to be saved if you want them to be your accountability partner? You know, what is the criteria for accountability partners?
Most definitely, dog. I mean, if somebody to be an accountability partner with somebody who's walking in the world is like shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a, gosh, how do you put this? I'm at total loss for words today, man. I don't want to shoot nobody down, but I guess it's like this, man. I would say that having an accountability partner with somebody of the world, they're not really going to be accountable.
Huh.
They're going to try to take you and get you to do, oh, man, you're having this trouble? Man, you just need to drink a cup. You know, just take, man, look, hit a couple of fifths and all those words will go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll get you to do wrong things thinking that it's going to medicate you and get you, you know, think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Negative. Negative Reno.
And I mean, we even saw that with King Nebuchadnezzar. He was like, okay, what does this dream mean? I need your help. Because, you know, a lot of people, they always do the wrong thing and then they go to the wrong person. You can go to a wrong pastor. Did he say that? Yeah, I just said that. You can go to, Kirk Franklin talks about his problem that he has been working on and that he has been restored from, and he had a problem with pornography, right? Mm-hmm. He went to his pastor at the time that he went there, and the pastor said, oh, you'll get over it. That was his accountability. You'll get over it. And then basically he fell victim to more sins. Because he didn't have a good accountability partner, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very important to see, just like Nebuchadnezzar said, I know that you have the spirit of God in you. I could see it. I could feel it. You want to have that person that you have an accountability partner with. You don't want to just pick some random dude in your church. You don't even, if you don't have a good relationship with your pastor, if you see your pastor doing some ungodly stuff, do not go to him for accountability or counsel. Just because they have the name pastor don't mean they're always doing the right thing. And even later, my father, he's going to be preaching on that, getting over your past. He's talking about pastors and people getting hurt from churches because of the things that church people do that is not godly. You dig?
Big time.
Does that mean that God is not a perfect God? Does that mean that God is not a holy God? No, that means we got flaws. We do the wrong stuff.
Man, there's a...
And we try to put it on God's name.
There's a lot of stuff that we do in the flesh, homie.
Get it?
That, you know, if somebody would say something or cut their eyes at us wrong, and, you know, I'm just saying we because I'm generalizing. I don't want to point no fingers or anything, but we end up cutting them straight back down with, you know, because, you know, it's, what is it? Repaying evil with evil, mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, man.
So we just talked about godly restoration. Some of the things that you could do. If you're having problems with certain things, feel free to email us. We will pray with you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We will try our best to restore you. But number one, it starts with you. You know, if you're not willing to get restored to the right place in God, then it's not going to do you no good to call somebody and say, I want to. There's no easy button to get restored. Let's say that. King Nebuchadnezzar was on the ground, crawling for a couple years in order to reach his reinstallment. Hey, we don't know how long it was.
Dog, his nails, they said his nails grew like beasts.
Yeah, he looked like an animal, a wild animal. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important that we understand that it's going to take time. It's going to take you putting the effort to continually decrease in your flesh, to decrease in yourself, and really sit down and spend time with God. Spend time in His Word. Because a lot of times when you're being so bombarded with all the stuff that goes in life, you miss the time that you spend with God. You miss the direction that God is telling you. Okay, you know what I'm saying? We all been in a place in our relationship where God speaks to us and we're like, okay, dang, I need to listen to God. Let me follow Him. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God just told me don't go this way. But if you're bombarded with the things of life, you ain't gonna hear that. You did? This is Mark Arthur.
Yo, good, Mark Arthur.
And this is Yada Da King, homie.
Yep. He got K-Drama and PD on the joint. Check this out.
Yeah.
If you wanna laugh and you're blessed, you confess you're the best ever left.
I say, get up.
And if you wanna ride with Christ in your life, then He's only in yourself.
I say, get up.
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and His
ship when your body is a wreck. Shoot up. And if you in the back with a cross on your back, you ain't never turning back.
I said, yeah.
He said to get up, not even a quarter. Christ had a drop of a dime, gave his life for the people who have no control over 5 cents. Hopeless, like a penny with a hole in it. Cause the price Christ paid, I was able to get up. Take on my bed and walk, start doing some shit up. Got built in the faith, stamina up for the race. 5 hours don't work, even if I drink about a case. That's why these reps gotta get down to get up. Resting in the Lord, if not, then I end up stressed and frustrated whenever I'm perpetrated on. That's why I get my best, cause I'm persuaded on. Pride 3, I trust in the Lord, wholeheartedly got up. Cause second hand out bad for the heart of me. Christ told me to get up, even when life's hard for me. When it's flagrant foul and guarding me.
Get up! You, if you wanna left, then you're blessed. You confess he's the best ever less.
I said, get up!
And if you wanna ride with Christ in your life, then he's holy in your side.
I said, get up!
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and his simple, then your body is
wrecked. Get up!
And if you in the back with a cross on your back, then you'll never turn your back.
I said, get up!
Hell to my Abba Father, submerged in his blood like aquadivers. For me, Jesus wept like bothered toddlers. That's why I get him up like cops and robbers. If not me, then the rocks I holler. But I don't want that, I got a lot to offer. And my basic nature is to pop my collar. So I step out on myself and just watch my posture. I'm reminded I'm flawed and altered. But Christ always ran with an awkward roster. So I get encouraged and I stop and bother to remind cats that my God's awesome cyber. Renway can't save lots of scoffers and mockers. Been claimed God's a false word but potter. Created me, he's author. For starters, we're wood, he's the carver.
Yeah. You, if you wanna left, then you're blessed. You confess he's the best ever less.
I said, get up.
And if you wanna ride with Christ in your life, then he's holy in your side.
I said, get up.
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and his simple, then your body is
wrecked. Get up.
And if you in the back with a cross on your back, you ain't never turn your back.
I said, get up.
Lane to drive, keep playing the game, don't rot in hell, just make a shot at the bell. He showed us grace and we vowed, motivating the crowd, overtaking the now, heal the lame and blind. We move free, no restraints for time, got a hope, paying homage is dope when the timing is broke. Mic check, let our light reflect, I'm all in. Pray for your enemies, watching you call friends. So sure that we strive for peace again, using his name to provide relief. The hope is that the pain from the cries will cease till then. Double your joy and divide the grief. So, no matter whether we rhyme, we come together and shine. No other way in the world that is colored and gray. Having the heart of the godly, being part of the body. All believe, y'all in the call, receive. Now get up.
You, if you wanna left, then you're blessed. You confess he's the best ever less.
I said, get up.
And if you wanna ride with Christ in your life, then he's holy in your side.
I said, get up.
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and his simple, then your body is a
wreck. Get up.
And if you in the back with a cross on your back, you ain't never turn your back.
I said, get up.
Defense you pop off, it's a different deal. Protect you and your family, it's in God's will. He got plans for you, I got the
whip appeals. He got backwards spinning wheels. Those I'ma have to go steal. That's breaking rule 8. So I say you go chill. Don't lie, the truth will set you free and you'll get by. For some, it's too hard to imply. Talking about don't snitch, a big one to apply. Somebody shot your mom, you saw her die. Knew who did it, you was looking right at the guy. Wouldn't snitch, say no, you said a lie. See in the midst of thinking you fly. Your mom's is now in the sky. You look nice in that black bow tie. What we now have is guideline 9. Yeah, you can see, but you still blind. Catch up. No, no, don't covet. The Lord won't have nothing of it. Other people's property, you can't love it. Now that is commandment 10. Thus we now reach the end.
That was Only One Wiser
with the Ten Commandments.
And as he would say, oh, one dim, how fooky. That's actually how he says it. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
That's my man.
Lots of energy.
That's the homie, man. I don't know where this guy gets his energy from. Like, he just is like amped.
All the time.
Like, literally. Especially on Twitter. He's amped. This guy, like, can't stop Twittering. It's all good though.
I shut Twitter down, bro. But for all those that do want to talk to me on Twitter still, I didn't fully shut it down, but I just don't got it coming to my phone all the time. You feel me? So
yeah, I gotta think about changing some of my settings, man, because I be getting like 60 Twitters in the morning when I wake up.
Yeah, that's not the math. I mean, I even had to shut it off during the nighttime so I could sleep. Man. You know, but anyways, godly restoration, man. What does it look like? How can we restore people? Number one, it has to do with them. But we have, as a people of God, have to live an upright life in front of them. When we're by ourselves. Because people read, you know what I'm saying, what you do. People see what you do. And that's pretty much how life goes, man. What do you think, man? What are some things that we could do to help restore people to God?
I think the biggest thing that we can do, man, is like those that have fallen away. The biggest thing, you know, is not to judge them, you know, or not to condemn them. Because when you condemn them, man, it's just going to push them away.
That's right.
You know, and for those that aren't, you know, that haven't fallen away but never have come to know Christ, I think the best thing for restoration, man, in the Lord would be to love on them.
Yeah.
You know.
So basically loving them, not judging or condemning them. And we had a show talking about no condemnation. Who wants to come here? Let's say I just met you and I'm a church person, and then you just walked in my church for the first time and I'm like, you are a sinner. You're going to hell. Everything you do is ungodly. Do you think they're going to come back? You know, why come back to that?
Yeah.
But if you're saying, okay, man, I understand that we have all had problems. We do a lot of street ministry. We talk to a lot of people who are at the clubs, basically doing ungodly stuff. It's not a secret. And we just let them know, hey, you are not who you think you are. We tell them God has a plan for you. God has brought us out here to just speak into your life. And we have grown men just start breakdown crying, you know, and just saying, man, I've been running from God. And we do not say, well, hey, you're going to hell if you keep running that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't say, look, no, we say, man, God loves you, bro. He wants to restore your life. He wants you to get you in the right places. And man, you just got to start making the right decisions. You know, the people that send you the wrong way, you know, you're going to have to really just start putting some separation there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we say. It's something that we do in order to get them back and restore them to God gently. God can come slap you in the face, or God can come, you know what I'm saying, gently and say, okay, let's figure out what we could do to help him get his walk with God. And realistically, if you do not get your stuff right now, when God come back, it ain't going to be pretty. You did.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be like Mike Tyson when he first stepped in the ring. You got 20 seconds and you're out. And God might do it faster than that. You know,
well, hold up.
In a blink of an eye.
I know, right? What was it? Gosh, I can't remember the name. But the ones that lied about the property being sold. They what happened? They lied, and then instantly, they dropped to the ground and died.
It was Ananias.
No, Ananias was the prophet that came and prayed over Paul's eye.
Okay, it was dang. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Basically, her husband lied. He died. She came in.
She came in lied right after him.
And she died. They got them thun naps.
Yeah.
them dirt naps.
Ooh!
As the Ham Sandwich Show says. So, man, godly restoration. I just want to encourage you, like we said, give us a call. 206-518-9910. Let us know what's up. We would love to pray with you. Make sure you get some right accountability, man, because we're living in a fallen world, man. Yeah.
If you can find somebody in the best, you know, the best accountability person, if the person is available, is your pastor, man. That's what they're for.
If he is living a godly life.
If he's living a godly life. He or her is living a godly life.
That's right.
You know.
If they're not, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not telling you to, you know, get a checklist. Oh man, he didn't say hi. He didn't say hi to me. He's not living a godly life.
Listen, I mean, you're right. But the way you can tell somebody is living a godly life is you would know by observing.
That's right.
You know, you can observe when, and honestly, you can observe somebody.
Did you hear how his voice went?
Huh?
He said it honestly.
You can observe somebody on the outside, man, but really, the best thing to do, I guess, would pray and ask the Lord, hey, okay, Lord, please send me somebody that you would like for me, you know, to be my accountability partner.
That's right.
Because only you know who everybody's hearts, you know, and that's where it's at, man. I mean, because honestly, God's the only one that knows everybody's hearts. I mean, they were, you know, there's a scripture, and I believe it's in Mark. They worship with their lips, but their hearts are far from it. You know. So
check it out. We got a caller. Let's see what this caller says right here.
Just cut me off, homie. Gosh, that's all right. I'll take it this time.
Hey, what's good, Don and Frog? This your boy Corseezy from down in Portland. Yeah, I came across the page, man. I was still on the topic. That I drop a little input. But me personally, I think we as a body must realize that transformation and restoration comes only by the Spirit. So rather than telling others how to live right and telling them what is right and wrong, which is important, we must show agape love first. You know, it says in the Bible that they will know us by how we love one another. So to effectively minister into a person's life, there must we first must form some type of relationship with that person. Otherwise, the person will not receive the message that we're trying to convey to them. And once again, I go back to less of us and more Holy Spirit. You know, we are only a vessel used as a way of showing love. And to go deeper, we have to meet that person or or whoever the person is, where they are, you know, without compromising. We don't want to put ourselves into a position where we're compromising, but we also want to be in a place where we can have understanding of what or where they're coming from. But it comes back to love, man. I can't over-exercise the godly principle enough. We must love and trust God to do work in that person. Anyways, this is your boy, Porcezy, from Portland, showing love. God bless.
All right, man. I'm gonna let my dude Frog finish what he was saying.
Why would you tell me you're gonna?
Because I cut him off. I'm trying to make sure, you know, I gently restore him back. You know, give him some fresh restoration.
I'm good, man.
What do we got on the site? We got a couple more people that chimed in.
Yeah.
On the site, facebook.com/yada.king. What did they say?
We got Khalil Grant. Mm-hmm. He says, "I agree with Andre," which is advocate Andre Benjamin.
Yep.
First, one must realize that they need restoration.
That's
then
right.
Repentance is in order. Repentance is twofold. First step, confess. Second step, turn toward God.
Man, let's say that again. First, confess your sin. Say that, you know what I'm saying? What does confess mean for those that might not know what that word means?
To admit.
Admit.
Admission.
Okay.
You know, that you're, you know, confess. Outwardly speaking. Open, you know, open with your mouth, just blurting it out, blurt it out. Second step, turn toward God. And for those of you that don't know, repentance, just to give you a little dunning session, repentance means to turn turn from sin and not to look back.
Yeah,
that means repenting means asking forgiveness and not doing what you did again.
All right, he also said this. What'd he say? We know that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
1 John 1:9.
That's right. And then he also came back and said, what'd he say there, Frog?
And to answer your topic, we that are spiritual should restore such ones with the spirit of meekness.
All right, meekness. What does that mean? That, you know, because that's a church word. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that. I've heard that church word, but I never heard it.
Okay, let's say gentleness.
Gentleness. I was going to say that.
Okay, cool. All right, so he said we shouldn't think of ourselves more highly than ourselves because that could be us in their place. You know, and that's what we said. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We have all fallen to sin. And it's very important that we understand that we're nobody special. Even if you have, you know what I'm saying, you're in a position to restore somebody, you're just a vessel. Mm-hmm. Don't think you're so high and mighty that you can't fall to sin, you can't fall to temptation. Because then that, basically what that does is that puts you in, you're the next person to fall victim. Mm-hmm. Man, we had a great time today. Yada That King Radio. Frog, how do you feel about the show, man?
It feels good to be back in the...
flow of things.
I know, right? I mean, we've been at it for a couple weeks. My shout out to my dudes at Breathe Life Radio.
Breathe Life Radio up. Yep. Shout out to Leo. What in the Ham Sandwich, Wado Show.
Wado!
Man, there's a, what's the dude from Church Beat Radio now? He keep changing his name. DJ Somatic. What's some other DJs out there?
John the Baptist.
DJ I Rock Jesus.
DJ P Dog.
Man, check them cats out. They're on the South. .com. They're on holyculture.net or Breathe Life. Is it Breathe Life Radio or BreatheLife.com? One of the two.
I think it's Breathe Life.
Well, anyway, Google it. You dig? Google it.
Google Breathe Life Radio.
Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. Just do whatever y'all can. Mm. All right. It's Yada That King.
If you didn't know, you can get at us, man. YadaDaKing@gmail.com is YadaHDaKing@gmail.com.
Or
you can give us a ring, 206-518-9910.
My bad for getting it wrong. And check it out. If you guys call and it's saying you can either listen to messages or you can join the party line. When you call, just press 1. You can hear the message and leave a message. You know, it's, if you listen to what they say, you can
they're starting to act kind of crazy with the say now, man.
Yeah, just listen to what they say, or just press one so you can hear our messages. All right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's your boy, Don Christian.
It's your boy, Frog.
And we are Yada Da King Radio. Well, let's lift him up.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada Da King, Shabaka King, I Yada Da King, I Yada Da King.